busy week last week, this past week. I mean, I'm talking about busy. Like, enemy trying to work overtime in your life. Busy. I guess everybody's dominating. That's good. That's what I like to hear. I want to talk to you today about the enemy of fear. What is the enemy of fear? Y'all know it. Starts with an F. There you go. The enemy of fear is faith. Fear would try to creep into your life at times, and you didn't know how it got there. And it's like, okay, where did that come from? All of a sudden, this came up on me, and it's like, wait a minute. Maybe you have fear of the unknown. What will happen if you start another job working at a place for 10, 15 years and God is moving you in a different direction? Maybe it's that fear of maybe God won't answer my prayers because, you know, I haven't done what he asked me to do the last few times. Maybe it's the fear of just missing a mark. You know, that's probably one of the worst things to do is to live in fear of you missing it, knowing that you have a compassionate God who loves you, cares for you, knows who you are and what you're getting ready to do before you've even done it, and has already forgiven you before it. Maybe it's the fear of, maybe my faith won't work when I speak the name of Jesus over this situation. Maybe it's the fear of just trying to become that spiritual leader of your home for the first time. You feel that drawing, that leading into for you to be that spiritual leader, and you don't know how to do it, where to start, where do you go from? It's like, Lord, I'm clueless. Maybe it's the fear of regret. Many people live their lives not knowing if they ever fulfilled their destiny. You know, some people say this, well, there's three important dates. The day you were born, the day you become born again, and the day you find out your purpose in your life. And some people will go throughout their whole life not ever understanding their purpose and why they were here. Your purpose here is to fellowship with him. Fear of taking the next step in your relationship. You have some that may have been dating for a long, 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 long time. And you don't want to take that next step. Well, divorce kind of runs in our family, but it doesn't have to run into yours. You know, we all come from a dysfunctional family, but you don't have to raise your family and your children up in that same dysfunction. It's kind of like you learn what not to do. Well, that worked for my family. This is how we did it. But here's, it doesn't have to, you don't have to do that though. You do what works best for your family based upon the word of God. What about fear of God not healing you or a loved one? Has that ever crept in? How do I know that God is going to heal me or heal our family? Because right now we are looking at what seems to be the worst possible scenario, and it doesn't look good. There's probably been some days where you just sat in your car and cried. Overwhelmed by your situation. People, the enemy of fear is faith. It's faith in God. Or better yet, you may be asking yourself, how did I get so far removed from God to where I don't know what my purpose is anymore? Whatever it is, rest assured that the enemy of fear is placing your complete faith in Jesus. The enemy of fear is resting in what God has already spoken to you in your life and walking it out loudly. That takes confidence, that takes boldness, that takes the faith and the grace of God. You know, I love being able to expose the enemy's tactics. We are not ignorant of his schemes. I love being able to expose that. Some people don't like it. Why? Because they operate in it. I don't care. It's not you I'm after. It's the devil. Second Timothy 1:7. If you got your Bibles, turn there. We know this scripture very, very, very well. If you don't read it every single day, you should. But it says, for God did not give us, this is the Amplified version, a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, timidity. He did not give us. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts for the church. We know that the Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians, Christ has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. There, fear wasn't in that. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts. Fear is not in those gifts. Jesus has reconciled us to the Father. There was no fear in that. Jesus didn't say, come unto me so that I may put more trouble into your life. Come roll with me so that I can help you to live in fear and not faith in me or in God. The plain English version says this. I like it. It says, God's spirit in us doesn't make us frightened, but he helps us be strong so that we do great things. And he helps us love people, and he helps us control ourselves. It's pretty good. He helps us love people, and he helps us control ourselves. Y'all want to hear the black version? I got the B version. I put the black version up. Hey, y'all, check this out. This is my own version. God gave us his spirit that can't be stopped, scared, or bullied. So Satan, you better watch out, because God's power, God's love, and a sound mind is what I'm repping. And there is nothing that you can do that will change it. You heard me? Come on. I'm going to have to start writing my own version out here now. That's why. Third Timothy. That's why. See, Paul was on the verge of losing his life when he's writing this to Timothy. He was on the verge of losing his life, and he's encouraging Timothy. God did not give you a spirit of fear. Early before, he's talking, fan the flame that's on the inside of you. When these elders laid hands on you, stir that gift up. This is something that he's doing while he's in prison. And sometimes the biggest thing that you can do in your life right now when you're facing that fear is to go encourage someone else, because you reap what you, come on now. When you're needing healing in your body, speak healing over someone else, because you reap what you. You need love in your life, go out and love someone, because you reap what you. How can you ever be empty? How can we ever say that God is not with us? He's given us. How can we ever say that he doesn't want us living a blessed life? He's made it so that we can't fail. All right, when you check into the game, it's 100 us, Satan 0. You can't lose. You got everything that you need in order to be successful in life. He's given it to you. You can't lose. So why is it that sometimes we face defeat? Why is it sometimes that we feel defeated? We're magnifying something more than him. we're feeding that more. Every time I say feed, my mind goes to Little Shop of Horrors. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long. I gotta declutter my mind. But whatever we start feeding, whatever we start giving more attention to, that problem becomes so magnified that God becomes small in our life, even though he's a big, big God. The enemy of fear is faith in him, faith in who he is, faith in what he's done. Doesn't matter what the problem is. Doesn't matter what the sickness is. Doesn't matter what the disease is. It doesn't matter what they say. Well, we just can't give you a raise. We can't do this. We can't do that. Wait a minute. My God is bigger than that. Not only will he give it to me, but he'll give me the creativity to be able to start my own business. We don't ever think that way sometimes. I said, we forget who's on our side. The enemy wants nothing more than to have us in fear. When your marriage is on the verge of being destroyed, don't just pray for God to heal your marriage. If you know someone who's going through that, pray for them because you reap what you... Come on. If all hell is breaking loose in your children's life, and you know somebody is going through that, or better yet, you know somebody who's doing well, just bless them because you reap what you... Too many times we get so focused on the problem and we talk about the problem and we talk and we talk and we talk and we talk and we talk. That'll tire you out. That'll wear you out. And the enemy's like, I don't even got to do anything, man. It's like a revolving door. I guarantee you, you start going and speaking, talking the solution. Things are going to start changing in your life. Every single time, to the point to where people get around you, their demons ain't going to like it. They're not going to mess with you. Fear is waiting at your door. Fear is waiting. Man, I know this person. I said, why? Certain situation just happened. I'm just waiting for them to say something. I'm just waiting for them to say something negative. I'm just waiting for them to say something, you know, that, you know, to get into doubt and to fear, what have you, so that I can just creep in and have my way with them. And then you begin speaking the word. And you begin to confess the word. You begin to keep your eyes on Jesus over and over and over and over again. And it's like, hey, man, what you doing? It's depression over here, because after that fear, here, depression is waiting to come in, to set in. Are they in fear yet? Nah, man, they just keep speaking that faith stuff, not fake, faith stuff. They keep speaking the word. I can't get in. I'm looking for a way in. You know, demons are waiting for you to say something negative just so they can have their way with you. We're giving them entry. You know, Satan can just beat you down. He beat you down. He can't. He needs permission. And how he gets permission is through our words. Oh, I've heard that before. I said, but we don't do it. Because I guarantee you, we talk about the negative sometimes. I've been there, done that. Gee, I wonder why this is happening. Close your mouth. Sometimes I like to mow the spiritual lawn very, very low. What I mean by that is, it's been a while since I golfed. And if you're a good golfer like me, you hit the fairway once every six holes. And that ball goes off into the brushes. You get the thick stuff there. It'll get off right off the fairway, and that's pretty thick. And then you have the thicker stuff. Now, I kind of like it. I don't like it because I can't find my ball, my golf ball. But I do like it because I find everybody else's. So I come out with more. I'll end up stepping on my own and be like, I didn't even see it there, man. My goodness. Oh, that's okay. That's put that in my pocket. I'll come out with more, so it'll take me about 10 minutes just looking for everybody else's ball. Come up, man. But you wouldn't even know that there's a snake right there 10 yards from you because it's so thick. And you can just be looking, whoo. Now you can even wear that belt, grab that iron, and you're going to end up having a snake belt around, you know, or you can just run off. But see, if you mow it really, really low, speaking faith, speaking the truth, if you're on the fairway, you can see that snake 50 yards ahead. But you won't be able to see it 5 yards ahead of you when you're in the thick stuff. Mow it low. Stay in truth. You'll see them coming from a mile away. When you're doing the will of God, you'll see that. In John 14, 27, it says this. It says, Jesus says, peace I leave with you. Well, Jesus didn't come to bring us peace. He came to bring a sword. True. But when he left you with peace. It says, my own peace, now I give and bequeath to you. What version is this? Now as the world gives, do I give? I think I got the classic version. Now as the world gives, do I give to you? Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated, cowardly and unsettled. It says, peace I leave with you. If you don't know, now you know. Jesus has set you up for success. Go to the second part of that, please. Not allowing yourselves to be agitated. See, you can allow yourself to be agitated if you want to. You can allow yourself to be frustrated. By doing what? Speaking this out. You can allow yourself to be frustrated. You can allow yourself to be disturbed. It all depends on who your focus is. Is it Jesus? You won't ever get agitated if your focus is on Jesus. You won't ever get disturbed when your focus is on his word, ever. People say, well, that might sound like a cliche. I say, I'm serious. You will never, ever get focused. I mean, you will never, ever get agitated if your focus is constantly on Jesus. You won't even know that the problem exists. You just kind of go with the flow. Peter said to the man at the gate, beautiful, he said, this, I'm going to give you a second. Remember, he said, silver and gold do I not have. But what I do have, I give to you. Now stand up and walk. Get your focus on me. Get your focus on Jesus. I'm going to give you the black version here. It says, peep this. I ain't got no cash for you right now, but I do have something that you can that can set you straight, where you can get your step back, where you can get your swag back, where you can get your lean on. You feel me? So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up with your bad self. Get on up with your bad self. People, fear will have you to the place to where you're so ashamed you won't ever ask for help. That man was like, I need help. Peter said, look at me. Look at me. Silver and gold I don't have. But what I do have, I give you. What God has for you, he gives to you. Jesus says, peace I leave you. Peace I'm a gift to you. What he does have is for you. He says, do not let your heart be troubled. You have 100% control over your heart and what you allow in it. Can't nobody come up in your garage and mess with your tools unless you allow them to. Can't nobody put any tools in your toolbox unless you allow them to put that in there. Fellas, think about that. Nobody can sew anything, put their own tools in your toolbox unless that you gave them permission. Women, and even men, if you're gardeners, nobody can sow evil seed or jacked up, you know, put cucumbers in there when you're trying to grow strawberries. Corn. You have to allow that. Otherwise, they're trespassing. You have 100% control over your heart. The peace that Jesus has left us is a free gift. The world can't give the peace that comes with knowing Jesus. Your latest TV show can't give the peace that comes with knowing Jesus. He says, let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance. With all the trouble that may come your way, the peace that Jesus has left with you will help you get through any situation, every situation that you have. When you know who Jesus truly is and how much the Father loves you and wants the best for you, you can rest in knowing that he will bring you out. He said he will give you strength and courage for every challenge. That was the Amplified version of the classic version. He will give you strength and courage for every challenge. You know, the word every means complete and entire. I love it when it says he heals every sickness and every disease. There is nothing left out. God did not leave anything out. So when you ever see the word ever or always or whosoever, my goodness, it is inclusive. Take that to the bank. Bank of Hayes. It's the whole enchilada. There's nothing that God has missed out that can surprise him. It wasn't new news. It wasn't new news. It wasn't news to God that there was a problem. He's already solved your problem. The situation you're going through right now, he's already solved it. He's already made a way for it. You can rest in that. And you can just laugh. So when that spirit of heaviness tries to hit you, you can put on a garment of praise. See? Trouble comes your way, you're feeling that heaviness, you're feeling that depression setting in, you put on a garment of praise. It takes you from feeling all doom and gloomy to joyful. Happy. Satisfied. Full. God has already set aside your emergency fund. See, there may have been a time when you didn't know, when you had a lot of bills due. If some of y'all can think that back that far, what have you. It's been a while, and you know you wrote some checks to pay some bills. You don't get paid till Friday, so now those checks are floating, and you still need groceries. So now you're trying to, you're in line, you got to go make groceries because you need groceries, got to eat. And you're hoping that those checks won't clear until after Friday. Lord, I hope this credit card swipes through and approved. I hope my debit works. God has already set aside that emergency fund for you through his word. It's already provided for you. The enemy of fear, a great opportunity to operate in faith. You should welcome fear, not to cozy up with it, but I'm going to just, come here, let me just knock you out of the park. We used to play over the line back in the day. And I was great at playing over the line because they just put me in the outfield. And I can just run and catch balls. I said, but it's self-pitch. Self-pitch. I can hit the ball any day of the week. Somebody pitching to me is different. That's why I didn't play baseball. Self-pitch? All day long. And that's how it is with the enemy. You don't understand. He's a zero with the brim knocked off. And all he's trying to do is just to sow fear and doubt and unbelief into you. And God gave you the very thing that can knock it out the park. Every single time. I'm not saying you have to cry. You can't be concerned about certain situations in people's lives. But guess what? But when you get next to that person and be like, hey, listen, let me tell you what my God can do. Let me tell you what our God can do, what our Heavenly Father is about. And you begin to speak life into them. Stop allowing the enemy to have his way in you. Get bold about it. Well, the enemy's going to think that we're not loving. No, you're loving. You love people, but you don't love the devil. I don't love the devil. I can care less about the devil. I don't address the devil as dear Mr. Devil. Well, the devil may hear you. Who gives a rip? I want him to hear me. You want me to do a podcast next? I want him to hear me. I don't want the devil to know that I'm fearful of him, that he can get at me anytime he wants. Now, if people are getting upset with what I'm saying, there's the problem, because they're operating with the devil. Should the devil be afraid of you? Absolutely. Absolutely. Every born-again believer in here, he should be afraid of you, because you got Christ living on the inside of you. Faith in God truly is the enemy of fear. Time to start talking about God to other people. Stop talking about your problems to others. Talk about God to others. Because the enemy's waiting for you to say what you need to say just so he can just twist it and make it out to be something that it's not, to get you more into fear. Time to make fear uncomfortable. Jesus didn't say, you know, follow everyone else. He said, follow me. Follow him, not me. Follow him. He didn't say the works that they do, you're going to do. He said, the works that I do shall you do, and you will do even greater. He's our example. Don't worry. Stop worrying about everything. Stop worrying about anything in your life. It's very easy to do when your focus is not on Jesus. So we have to look at him through his word. So what do? We pray about everything. If you know how to worry, you know how to pray. It's just the opposite of that. We all know how to worry. If you know how to worry, you know how to pray. Lord, listen, the closer that you are connected with the Father, the shorter your prayer has to be. You get that? Some people do long, lengthy prayers. Y'all know me, I'm straight to the point. Let's get it out. If my prayer is 10 words, great. But it'll be 10 powerful words. It's time to, when is the last time you ever prayed and it seemed like you had the enemy on the run? Like situation, they didn't want you to pray anymore. So they're doing everything they can in order to distract you, to keep you from prayer. If you haven't had the enemy on the run lately, it's time to get bold with your prayers. Oh no! There goes sister so and so, sister Brown right there, sister Brown. We don't want her praying, so we got to distract her with everything, because she knows the word, and we don't want that. Why, she gets results? We don't want that. We don't want Denise over here. No. We don't want Denise praying. We distract her with some other stuff. Send a bunch of people over there. Get her distracted so she doesn't get to the point to where she's praying. We don't want Brandon praying. No. Put a lot of problems on his job and stuff like that, so he's all just tied up and stuff, because we don't want him praying. Well, because the enemy does not want you praying at all. He wants a way in. So if he can get you fighting against each other, get you into fear, get you in turmoil, try to attack your children, and you're focused on that problem rather than on Jesus, he's got you. It's time for your prayers to be bold, full of faith, full of the word, so that you have them on a run. So anytime you, in the name of Jesus. Now that was Mr. Miyagi stuff right there, but. But you know he was ready to do some business. See, that's a good one, man, that'll teach. There was no problem that was too big. Cool, calm, and collected. So when you're praying, the enemy needs to just run for cover. You just get speaking out the name of Jesus and the enemy flees from your presence. Submit yourself to God and he will flee from you. Speak the name of Jesus. Well, you don't know where I've been. Doesn't matter. You don't know what I've done. Doesn't matter. Have you made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? That matters. That matters. You got a personal relationship with Jesus? That matters. I think sometimes we can get to the place, well, I can believe in so-and-so's prayer praying for me, but I can't believe in my own prayers. So you always have to call so-and-so to pray for you. God wants you to pray your own prayers. God wants to commune with you because your voice matters too. It's your situation that you're going through. Because the more we have people stepping out into that, the better. Heaven's going to be here on earth, and hell's going to be worse off. Send the enemy running. Make him run for cover. Y'all still dealing with that sickness, or is it done? Is it over with? You still dealing with it? Did you speak to it? Well, if you already done it, just give him the glory. Because it's in transition. It was with her too? What was wrong with her?
When she had a baby, they did so many spirals on her, and she has nerve damage.
Yes, she can. Amen. Speak that, Denise. Amen. Receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am?
Since she does not have nerve damage, it's not hers.
Amen. It doesn't belong to you. Take it back. Just like you would somebody else's mail. Wrong mail come to your house. This isn't mine. Let me take it to my neighbor's. Or you throw it away. That resident doesn't live here anymore. Amen. When you sow something, what's coming back to you? When you sow the word, what comes back to you? The word. And the harvest will always be greater. That's the beauty of it. You can't lose. You can't lose. The harvest will be greater than the seed every time. That's why we go out and we sow good seed. You're talking about good works? Works to obtain salvation is not anything that I've ever preached, taught, or do. But I do good works because I'm saved by grace. You're either going to do good works or evil works. That's your choice. My choice is I'm going to reap what I sow. So I'm going to do good works. Because I got the goodness of God living in me. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for all you've done, Lord. And we thank you for healing and restoration in families and in bodies. in their minds, people who are dealing with mental illness, Lord, we just speak healing over that right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Arthritis, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing that. Just because people are getting older does not mean that they have to age. We thank you for that. Knee joints healed, back pain, hips restored. Lord, we thank you for that. Father God, and we believe in the impossible. People who are trying to lose weight, Father God, we just speak that fat cells will decrease in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that. Supernatural liposuction. Teeth growing back in the name of Jesus. Cavities filled. Cataracts restored. Ears hearing again, Lord. We thank you and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for watching. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.